You know, I'm very confident regardless of who's in there. I think we have a lot of really good players that have been waiting to get a chance. The two offensive line has played great all preseason, and they're guys that are familiar with the offense. They've been here their whole offseason, so it's not random guys that we're just throwing in there. So I'm comfortable with those guys, and I think the end of the last game where you got a guy who's never played guard before, but he's throwing in there, and he still gets the job done. I think that is evident that we have a pretty strong group and pretty strong depth along the offensive line.
Is there something that makes Dennis a more natural guard than tackle, or better suited for guard?
I think he's just the way he moves, his footwork. You know, he's a very big and powerful guy. Mm-hmm. He's been very productive for us when we put him in a guard.
Does Jason, do guys have to step up and do a little bit more to help when guys are new, or do you just say, I'm going to focus on my job and not worry about what someone else might or may not be doing?
Well, I think the majority of the work with trying to help guys out and trying to bring other guys along is done in the week of preparation. It's out today. It's out, you know, when we're going to have the next two practices we have, the walkthroughs. All that is when the communication needs to be at another level, because you're trying to get another guy used to you might do something slightly different here, slightly different there. You know, this opponent might do something, so the way we usually do it is this way, but you want to make sure they understand we're doing it a different way. So that's when the communication's at its highest. If you're going into a game and you're still unsure about the way you're going to do things, that's not good. By the time you're going into the game, we should all five know what's the game plan, what's the approach, here's what we're going to do in this situation, and then you can play fast instead of trying to think.
The coaches seem to suggest that something really clicked with Dennis for the last 2 weeks of the preseason. Is there something that you noticed?
Well, I think Dennis, honestly, I think this year having him back inside a guard has helped him out. He plays a lot better at guard. I think early on in the preseason, he was still getting used to guard because he was at tackle the year before. So he's making that transition again. So as he's got more and more used to playing inside, he's gotten better and better. And even when towards the end of Mudd's career here, when he was in playing guard, he was really doing outstanding. So I have full confidence in Dennis coming into the game and playing well.
With all the movement on the offensive line, what does it do to bring in a guy like Wade Smith who's been around the league so long?
It's great. I mean, it's crucial for us because we have a guy that's going to have to be a backup and we might have to use him out there. So it's always good when you have somebody who's been doing this for a while and understands the ins and outs of the NFL rather than having a young guy who, you know, quite frankly, might not understand what's going on or have nerves or something else. So having a veteran guy definitely makes this process a lot easier in terms of being thrust into awkward positions.